radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Rick Adams is on.
Folks, welcome back. Welcome back to the Wednesday night edition of our program here exclusively on Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, I'm going to bring up Dr. K in a moment or so. I just wanted to presage this program tonight by once again stating what I think I have made very clear many, many, many times about what is happening to America, the police state which is emerging, the Zionist police state. We are becoming Little Israel, and we did that years ago. We saw what happened at Waco, where children were burned to death. We saw what happened at Ruby Ridge, and now we have seen a real act of slaughter being perpetrated by the men with guns, the men that Dianne Feinstein thinks are just doing their job. That is the LAPD and associated law enforcement agencies in murdering a man who never was brought to trial. Hello, Dr. K. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
Good, good. It's amazing how we can go from a false state, a false theatrical production of a massacre that never took place in Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
And now we see with our own eyes, we see and we hear. I'll even play the audio, the clip of the police saying, burn it, kill him, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's kill this rogue cop. Let's just take
that
his life. We don't need to have a trial. We don't need to face the allegations and so forth, because he might have something very revelatory to say. We could just kill him now and get
right.
it over with.
That's right. It's very suspicious, the whole thing. And, of course, the drums were beating all along to get him, you know, and the bad guys and the good guys. It's the same cockamamie nonsense we heard from Catalan Rogue and all the other operatives and, you know, in Sandy Hook.
Yes.
And I mean, to think about the degree of depravity that you would abuse the children, that you would, propose their deaths without basis, no blood, no corpses, nothing. That you would, no crime scene, no detectives, not one detective, none, zero, zip. Then you would drag them out into media clips and interviews. There were bullets whizzing, I think, weren't there? Kind of, hey, what do you think? Then to, you know, Mehmet Oz's show from here to Oprah, who knows where they're going to drag all these children.
Mm-hmm.
Up on the stage with Mr. Obama. I mean, these
mm-hmm.
people are unconscionable in their. I mean, they're deviants.
Yes, and perverts of the worst sort, actually. And it's hard to imagine the deprivation of a nation that has sunk so low as we have, and then all of this comes with the empire that has emerged. And the fact that we've lost our soul. You see, America has lost its soul by rejecting God, by rejecting the Father, and has adopted another God.
Yeah.
And that's why we are experiencing all of this, and we're letting them rule over us, you know, as tyrants and despots. And what could be more vicious? What could be more cruel?
Yes.
And here it is, right before our eyes. And yet people are praising the stormtroopers. They're praising the murder of people without trial,
sounds
without
very suspicious.
Detention.
Very suspicious.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Very indeed, folks. It's what we predicted and what we said in the last few nights, isn't it? Okay, we'll come back. Rick Adams, Uncensored, and Dr. K.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies. survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, we're back, folks. Get the gas and burn it down.
All right, again, we apologize for the expletives. This is live coverage, a gun battle, we believe, with Christopher Dorner going on right now in Big Bear.
So basically right there you have a guy instituting the death penalty on somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what it comes down to now. The police are no longer the apprehenders of the evildoers. They are the evildoers,
right,
acting as judge, acting as investigator, and as jury, carrying out sentence on the spot. Isn't this what the Mossad and the Israeli government have been doing?
This is exactly what they've always done, and they did it to the British as well. But this is what they want to achieve, and they've done it here, and completely wholesale in the United States. That's the purpose of the Veronique Posners, the Zabners, the Rahm Emanuels, the Michael Bloombergs, the Blumenthals, the Schumers, you know, the Sugarmans. That's the whole purpose of this. The Bardens, the Wheelers, the Lobus Wheelers, all the different players. The guy that came all the way down from Manitoba, who's a black Jewish guy, a green. Each and every parent is an operative, mm-hmm. Mossad agent. That, I mean, I've already demonstrated, I don't have time to, but I've already demonstrated that there are 18 confirmed Mossad operatives, Zayanim Ajouri, acting as parents or parent cohorts.
Yep.
You know, lying on national TV to raise the public emotion to get rid of the guns for Israel. It's what it is. It's just exactly what this whole thing is about. Not just guns. You know, it's everything.
Absolutely. You said it from the get-go. I said it from the get-go. At first, people were skeptical. At first, people said it can't be that bad. It can't be that they can arrange a crime scene, which is not a crime scene, except that it was an arranged, you know, theatrical production. It was fraud. It was a lie. It was a hoax. And that was the whole purpose of silence. That was the whole purpose of punitive action against anyone that would report anything to the contrary that they could. Now, they couldn't do that. They couldn't get away with locking down all of the independent media, such as us. But they did succeed initially in creating their story. Again, a Pearl Harbor attack is all they needed in 9/11. Now they got the Pearl Harbor attack on the right to keep and bear arms in Connecticut.
That's exactly what that is. Sandy Hook is exactly that. Now, look, they faked out 9/11, and it took 10 years for people to become enlightened about it, and that's only about 40% of the population. They, you know, they faked this Muslim terror thing. It still exists in people's subconscious minds. That was effective for conquering and destroying and, you know, coup d'etats in an entire, I mean, Sandy Hook, how big is that? You're talking about all the Middle East from Uzbekistan to Azerbaijan to before Iran became independent to all of these, you know, countries, Saudi Arabia. They own it all. They run it all.
Right.
I mean, how are you going to pull off a moon hoax? Where's the evidence that anybody was on the moon? How are you going to pull off? I mean, JFK, my God, he was loved. He's in the open convertible. And he's they finish him off, and nobody knows. He still doesn't know who exactly pulled the trigger. We know who pulled the trigger conceptually, but the actual individual has never been grabbed, you know.
Yep, individuals, yeah.
And the other thing is curious is, how do we know that Oswald was killed? Look at the photography. Did you see any blood? Did anyone? They put the gun in his belly, right? Well, the blood.
Well, Ruby himself was a classic example of that. Supposedly, you know, and going off to prison, and then, you know, allegedly dying of cancer or what have you, and then winds up in Israel, you know, according to some. You know, it's incredible how this whole thing can be totally staged, and it's been done, as you said, time and again. In JFK's case, it was done in World War II. It was done by the OSS, the crime families, the Lansky crime families. They've done this since day one because they are the great pretenders, you see. They are the great masqueraders. So it's nothing new for them to just pull off a Sandy Hook.
This Sandy Hook thing is quite a debacle. I'm just getting ready to publish a thread called Is Robbie Parker's Leg Missing? Now, I can't say for sure that his leg is missing, although it's very suspicious. It is missing, but it could be off frame. But what, you know, to prove a lie, no wonder Jesus said what he said, and Buddha and Moses had a hard time going with him, and Muhammad, and everybody tried to get people to just give it to God, you know. Let God be your force, your power, your life. Give it to God. Be with God. And we said this year is the year of God. And so all this lying and deceit and criminality, it does not bode well in the heavens. There's none of that in the heavens. There's no corruption.
Positively.
It's very difficult, Mr. Adams, to prove a lie. So while in trying to uncover this Robbie Parker missing leg photo that seems to trace us back to Zuckerberg, what I discovered was definitive, in my view, definitive, categorical proof of photoshopping, malicious photoshopping, as early as the 14th of December. I have this. I'm going to publish this. This is an article that I spent quite a lot of time on. And this is about the lack of correction when they cut out Robbie Parker's body and put him with the children. It makes you wonder what's legitimate. If he really had three children and all this, Why would you cut him out of a background and install him in a picture with children? This makes no sense whatsoever.
No, unless it's the big lie, you see. It's part of the overall falsification of this entire episode.
Yeah.
And there are many actors, as you pointed out, and the number of, what intrigued me was the number of people who actually had moved into Sandy Hook, who all, except one perhaps or two, seemed to tie to the same Israeli operation. They all happened to be Jewish. They all happened to be Israeli operatives in that sense. They all happened to be advocates of a social cause of some sort.
Yes.
Israel's cause, you know, the children, blah, blah, blah. And then, as you point out, you know, they wind up, you know, involved in this neighborhood. Their kids supposedly are in school there. Their kids get killed. And now they're all actors on a stage. And they're coming out and demanding that something be done about these awful weapons of mass destruction.
This is it. This is so important, what you just mentioned. And this is a scam. This whole Sandy Hook thing is a total, absolute fabrication. The curious thing about this is the role of the Israeli cohorts or apologists in all levels of the event. I don't know of a Israeli family that has their six-year-old gunned down in a hail of bullets without making somewhat of a, as any parent should at least make some grief, but making a scene out of it, like it was a horror movie come true. How can we have Jewish children murdered with 11 bullets, 5 bullets, and not hear anything? Why is all of Jewry dead quiet? It makes, well, that's ludicrous even to even consider this as a possibility. But what's more important is who are the perpetrators on the ground. As in 911, we could find no Arabs or Muslims with gunpowder residues, with detonator charges, with cash sewn in socks, with maps with yellow underliner leading to the World Trade Center. We found no Islamics driving panel trucks to the George Washington Bridge Foundation at 2:30 in the morning in an attempt to detonate that building, nor to attempt to blow up the Alaska pipeline, the Whidbey Bay, you know, submarine center, Aaron, Tennessee, you know, nuclear facility. Only Jews were doing that.
Right.
And they were Israelis.
Yes.
Being used as the ground troops.
And working with the Sionim. But that is part of this whole Sandy Hook message that we are observing here, is this close-knitness, you see, this tightness, this tribalness, if you will, that permits them to work together as a unit, as a cohesive unit, just as they have in Mossad, just as they have in the CIA, just as they have in Intel, and get away with what they can get away with. You know, they can do it tribally. They can do it in a very secretive manner and not have hardly anybody come out and spill the beans, although we have had one or two Mossad men. Come out, and supposedly they are legit, and I have my doubts about everything now, because I know so much more, and I see so much more, that this whole world system is an illusion, that we are deceived on a daily basis, Dr. K.
Yes, and, we are, you know. And this is what happened with the Dorna incident. You have an individual that they roasted alive, have no business doing that, and we know what they did in Waco. We had heard from a caller that the man was, you know, somehow involved with the truth and uncovering some issues. It sounds very much like you know what disturbs me, that besides being a hit job? It sounds like a hit job, especially when they go start bad guy, good guying me. But what disturbed me the most was, we found human remains in there.
Mm-hmm.
So already they're setting the stage like he's some kind of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of garbage.
Well, it was the case with Waco, and you know, and how children were being abused. So what did they do? They went in and killed children.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, right? Okay, let's come back to this sordid story, folks. We'll welcome our calls in due time. Stay with us.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
You see, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
And we're back now. Dr. K, Rick Adams here on this Wednesday night edition of the program. And as you can see, we're getting deeper and deeper into Sandy Hook. Now that Dr. K, the new Pearl Harbor of gun control, has done its job in getting the media, getting the legislatures focused in on the need, quote-unquote, to ban these so-called weapons, these killer weapons, which the police have used, the police are using, the military uses daily, you know, now it's succeeded. The actors have gone home. The actors have disappeared. All of a sudden now it's just you and me, a handful of others who are digging and doing the work to prove that this whole hoax was a massive fraud being perpetrated on us for the exact purpose of what we just said. Grabbing the guns, tearing up the Constitution, and creating this police state, which, as we've just seen in the last 24 hours, is a very real police state. So clearly, the message has come forth. Clearly, the forces of evil have made their stand, and they are not retreating, folks. They are advancing.
No, not at all. You can see that with this situation. Someone called burn the guy up alive. And,
yeah, the police.
But ultimately, what we're dealing with is a cabal like you said, a tribal entity
right.
that has foreseen that the American people are a threat to the Israeli entity. I mean, it's not just that we know about world Jewry and all that, but they are so rabid in their antagonism and in their apartheidism and in their greedy gains that they're willing to do this. They're willing to take these children. And we don't know what they've done with all of them. Some of them seem to be faux children. Some of them are real. And but, I mean, this is evil. That's all there is to it.
Well, and in addition to this, what really intrigues me and bothers me more than anything is how the vast majority of the unwashed in our nation, I don't mean our people here, but, you know, on other talk facilities in mainstream media are totally focused in on things that have nothing to do with anything, like the address of the State of the Union and the minimum wage being raised and taxing the rich and all of this nonsense. They don't realize that all of that is over. That the economy of the United States does not exist anymore. It's a world global economy. And they don't realize that every single word that comes out of this man's mouth is, in fact, a lie. They need to understand what we say daily, and that is if you know the truth will set you free. All you have to do is think. Think, look at the facts, and see the illogic of every single proposal that has come down the pike from gun control to economic policy. All of it was engineered over 100 years ago by the synagogue of Satan, and everything they've done has been foreannounced, you know, and has been pretty well scripted from the Fed,
amazing.
The income tax, war, worldwide war. All of these evils that are visited upon us now, that's their handiwork, Dr. K. That's their job. That's what they have done. And now they're saying, let us rescue you from all of these problems that we created. Isn't that nice of them?
Yeah, it is an amazing thing. And
how sweet.
Oh, yes, it truly is. And all of this is done through lies and deception, but it takes quite a bit of planning. You have to spend years, like Yisr Harel has demonstrated, was 9-1-1 was something like 20 years in the making.
Yes.
So these are the kinds of evildoers we're dealing with to such a degree that God's wrath came down on them and wiped them out more than once. So there's absolutely no justification for these Sandy Hook so-called parents or actors to abuse. They are child abusers, to take their children or all the children in the entire nation through this debacle, this hoax. They should all be strung up for this one, I can tell you.
No, there's no question about that. If people would go to nodisinfo.com, where they can see what you have posted, they would get a pretty good idea of just how deep this lie has gone. Here's a kid, Adam Lanza, who was real. Some people said he didn't exist. No, he existed.
I don't think that's the case.
No, and he winds up being killed. He winds up being the fall guy. He winds up being the bad guy, like a Donner. He gets killed. He gets shot. His mother gets killed, obviously. And all of a sudden, now we have the mythology about the family. We have the mythology about them and mental health issues and so on and so forth. But meanwhile, the real perpetrators of these attacks, where actual people have been killed in Aurora, for instance, and other places where we have the trail of bodies, we need to understand it's the same cast of characters who are perpetrators.
Mossad, the Sayanim Jewry, did these two acts, and we can prove that trail of evidence.
Right. Okay, we'll take a break, folks, and we'll also take calls tonight. Your thoughts on all of these matters, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams and Dr. K.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at
1-877-605-9200. We're going to go forward with the burn. We're going to burn the house down. We're going to burn Waco to the ground. We're going to kill the children so that we can save the children. We're going to murder a child in his mother's arms at Ruby Ridge. We're going to murder a man named Gordon Call and others who just happened to be on the ADL's hit list, who just happened to be on the Mossad's hit list and the CIA's hit list, the intel community. Folks, what they have done with Sandy Hook ties directly in to what's going on now with the alleged manifesto of Christopher Dornan and what Mr. Dornan represented and what he was. We don't know all of the facts at all, of course not, but that's the whole point, you see. And people are cheering the murder, the execution of somebody that they had absolutely no need to murder. If they, in fact, had this man cornered and holed up, all they had to do was obviously...
Is there a single cop that got, fatally wounded or anything in this thing?
Well, along the trail, he's accused now. Remember, he's alleged of murdering several people, but...
Where's the outcry? If somebody was shooting people, there'd be blood, there'd be...
I don't believe anything these perpetrators.
Yeah, and you know, then they tell us that the truck he stole, allegedly, he told the guy to get out, and he said, I don't want to harm you. Now, if he was this mad killer on a rampage...
He was on the run. He had to try to escape.
Yeah,
obviously. I mean, these guys, this is the criminal Zionist op number one.
All I hope is that... I hope that he had sufficient contacts and friends who, and I'm sure he would have if he's for real, that is, people who indeed have saved his files, have his files duplicated, triplicated, quadruplicated in many, many places, that maybe some of what he knew and was preparing to bring to light that the Los Angeles Police Department did not want known, and the U.S. military and the U.S. Navy, maybe some of that might emanate from...
I sure hope to God that his purpose here will surface. But my God, this is an assassination. This is a Jewish-sanctioned extension of Sandy Hook.
Positively. It is an extension.
To say it on the police tape that we're gonna burn a guy up alive. Straight out of the Israeli training.
It's exactly what they have been doing, as you said, for generations now.
I mean, we're talking about people that are so vile that they do kill people to get the money out of their, you know, lenses and livers and hearts. And
hey, look, the Israeli government, you know, goes in and they bomb hospitals. They bomb mosques. They bomb churches. They bomb anything that stands in their way, where all they have to do is just say to the media that's owned by them, hey, there were bomb makers in there. Hey, that facility had missiles in it. It had a storage house of bombs and all kinds of weapons in it. We had to take it out. And you know what? It'll be believed by the idiots who will just say, hey, I saw it on NBC. It must be true.
Yeah.
And this is the mindset of most blind leaders of the blind. You see? That's the issue.
And see, the thing, the deceit is so powerful, and, you know, when it's repeated over and over again, most of the American people, good people that they are, they might not could fathom that it could be anything but Sandy Hook. How could you fake the death of 20 children and seven, you know, others?
Exactly.
You see? And yet here, look, I have in my hands, now I just published this, a picture of Robbie Parker, which is impossible. There are two pictures on here. I don't know about the leg thing because it's off screen. I'm suspicious. But there's a picture that was uploaded by ABC and also by an entity called News Gnome on the 15th. And it clearly shows that they cut his image out and put that image with the girl, with the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the residual cut marks on the edge, like triangles, like the teeth of a shark.
Mm-hmm.
And they're white from a white background. Now, what this means is the obfuscation was plotted by World Jewry using the master media for 2 years, 10 years, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they had the players in place. You couldn't do this just on the cuff. How do you know the parents would even want to have an interview? They'd be sick if, you know, real fatalities, real parents. So you had the players. You had them well-trained. You knew they were Sayanim or they were cohorts. Nobody's going to squawk. And this is what's been done to us.
Mm.
And I have the proof. I have categorical proof now. No one can doubt it. I mean, there's very difficult here because some things are Photoshopped, some aren't. I made my share of mistakes in this. But this time, you have to look at it, and you will see it's a cut and paste. They made a mistake. They left a border around, a large border of material, of white material. They didn't color code it.
No, they didn't. They didn't have time. You know, they wanted this rush job, and they wanted this to play out immediately in the press. But like you say, imagine the impact of actually seeing real bodies this time, seeing them shattered, seeing the blood and the guts and so forth.
Yes.
That would have been the most emotionally powerful statement that you could have. Now, why is it that we haven't seen it? Because it did not happen. And that is the point that is very difficult to make for people to understand. They just are incredulous. They say, you mean to say the media would participate in this? I said, my goodness, don't you remember what happened at 9/11? We had the testimony of people. We had people going before the media boards of the networks and saying, look, I was there. I didn't see the planes. I heard the bombs. Well, we don't have time for you. You know, well, we investigated right. that before. You know, the Rodriguez.
What do you mean you heard only bombs? And Leventhal, right. Rick Leventhal went, argued with the guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's fathomless, but this is why we bring it down, you and I, to a spiritual war. This is the grand seduction, the grand deception of the times. And imagine how Satan will come, deceiving the world, it says in the Bible. You'll see him. He will be the fake Messiah. He will come to all the people of the world and say, that's the Messiah. That's him. That's the one, you know? And people will say, we've got to worship him. He's bringing peace to the world. Look at him, you know?
Well, we got one of those in the whatever house you've got right there and all the associates.
Yes.
But this also is an interesting finding. In addition to these angular lesions that can only be from the Photoshop knife, the lasso knife, there is something very curious that ABC, criminal entity, did. They covered up something in the stroller with one of those media beige blockade circles. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be publishing something tonight, I think, or tomorrow, about that. And then all of a sudden, Mr. Adams, all of a sudden, they show another stroller in the same exact position with another baby in the back.
Wow.
So they're trying to obfuscate this three children Robbie Parker. It makes you suspicious, even though there are pictures of him with his wife and three kids.
Now, we haven't seen Parker, the father there, since that video that he was laughing on. You remember when his daughter Emily...
undercover? Wasn't he with Obama or in the White House?
Yeah, well, that's it. And, you know, he will not speak to any independent media. He's out of the picture now.
Really?
The video... all of that was taken down, you know, it was a mistake, it was a conspiracy, you know, the Nazis did it, what have you, blah, 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 you know, and on it goes. So the fact of the matter is that he became a casualty, he became a liability.
He's not on the front stage with the gun grubbers anymore, then?
Well, I haven't seen him. If anybody out there has seen him lately and doing any real weeping or real laughing, whichever... and certainly you're welcome to call in. Let us know. By the way, we will take your calls if you have questions or comments on anything we've talked about tonight at 800-313-9443. Dial now while there's time. But, you know, the picture of the thumb going the wrong way was what really got me, Dr. K. And you were talking about that on the site, nodisinfo.com. And you published it. You published Catherine Hubbard's, and you asked, is the thumb, in fact, going in the wrong direction?
And it seems to be the case. And
yeah.
One thing, you know, it looks like there's a thumbnail on the tip there. And, you know, you could cut the thumb, put it in, and forget to flip it. It's very easy. And more importantly, perhaps, is the ghost wrist. The ghost wrist, where the wrist disappears as it... comes close to the sleeve, is what an expert told me is a photoshopped wrist, an attempt to get the material into, but the material of the wrist goes over the sleeve, not just under. So what we're seeing is, you know, your eyes can be deceived, there's photography, but what we're seeing is we're seeing anatomical impossibilities too here, you see. And one picture also on the Soto thread is the Soto son's leg missing. It is missing. It is missing. He has been installed in the photograph. There is no leg there. Mm-hmm. And then someone looked very carefully, and they found out when they cut and paste, they cut out the chain link fence behind it. So we put a little extra in there, apparently, and they cut out some of the chain-link fence image, so all of a sudden the chain-link fence doesn't exist for a small portion. This kind of thing is the evidence that you need, because the tricks are so, you know, difficult to...
Well, exactly, exactly. And so What you have advanced now with the cast of characters is a whole bunch of people who are not real, who have faked this whole episode, and that's why we don't see anything. All we do is hear about it now. We constantly, you know, Obama made reference to the Sandy Hook tragedy. And, in fact, they're even not even using the massacre word anymore in many cases. Now, I noticed that much of the local reporting on television happens to be the tragedy of Sandy Hook.
Well, it is a tragedy.
Yeah, it is.
You know, there's two pet peeves. One is, oh, the children, oh, the families, oh, what kind of a person to quote, to dispute, to hoax, to, you know, we're the families that are getting hit. They're the culprits. So the other thing is, why doesn't anyone dispute what is being said, that this is a phony? Why hasn't, even old Anderson Cooper backed off on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you think that we reporters are trying to get the information? That's the best that could come out of the PSYOP news. They never
What they're just doing is, and you know, a number of people, Glenn Beck and others, you know, are doing their best to try to suggest this is crackpottery, you know, and so
That's
forth.
The best
so
they
stay
can
away
do
from
is
that.
Call names.
Yeah,
they can't
yeah.
come up with even one iota
right.
of disputing evidence. Just, you know, slinging mud. That tells
so the burden of proof is still on them to prove it, but now the momentum has taken hold. The media are beating the drums. They're doing nightly specials every night to convince us to give up our Constitution, make it official, throw it out, burn it like they did with Mr. Dorner, just throw him into the fire and do away with it, because you Americans, you dumbbells out there, really want safety more than anything, don't you? You really want peace and tranquility. You want to be left alone, and we'll do that for you. We'll help you achieve that goal. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we'll
how
turn you this... into dead Europe and dead England.
Yes,
and dead Australia.
Yes. Like
and
they
you know,
do
the
in the cemetery.
Is, this stinks of world jewelry, this Dorner thing, where they could coordinate something with the police department to take out somebody that was, you know, a troublemaker, shall we
right.
say.
Right.
And, or whatever.
Well, you see, they've rearranged all of his, you know, his manifesto, and that has been altered. A lot of people don't know that. His original manifesto went on and talked primarily about the corruption inside the police and the government. And, you know, he also talked about military issues as well. He's probably one of those who came out of this war so scarred, so bothered, and then seeing the corruption at home
well,
in the police.
Well, they did that to Bill Cooper.
Right. Well,
he
yeah.
wrote the, you know, Pale Horse. He exposed the criminals by name, and they killed him.
And then who took his place?
Israel, the Mossad took him out, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who took his place? Well, they had to take him out then, didn't they?
No, and then you had a new host emerge from all of that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Alex Jones, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Interesting.
That was part of the counter,
yeah.
counterintelligence, you know.
Well, you see, it really becomes obvious when you look at the facts who is lying and who is not lying. And we called upon the police, we called upon the funeral directors, you know, we called upon the coroner, come forward, come on the program,
yes.
talk to us. Right now, though, I realize that we have some calls, and I just was made aware of them.
Oh,
so
no problem.
Let me grab a couple. Wes in Idaho first before the break. Hello, Wes.
Hello, Rick and Dr. King.
How you been, my Wes?
Pretty good. I wanted to draw attention to the Russian movie called The Czechist on YouTube. Are you familiar with it?
No, The Czechist.
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it yet.
It's in Russian. It's about the takeover of the Bolsheviks
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
1917 in the USSR. What they did to the people. They put them through these trials in a smoky room with lots of cigarettes. They'd read the charges. They'd pass judgment and sentence just three or four guys, you know, on no due process. And then it showed them shooting the people in the back of the head,
mm-hmm.
which is what they plan on. It's a gruesome film, but it is built off the word Czech what you understand was a secret police force.
Yeah, the Cheka. Yeah, right.
And it is right. Called the Czechist, C-H-E-K, with no C in the middle, I-S-T. But that's
no
all
doubt
right
about
now.
It.
We got some more calls. But to watch that film, it's so chilling, and this is to kind of understand the way they can operate.
One more time, spell it.
C-H-E-K, with no C in the middle, I-S-T.
Okay.
Check.
Thanks, Wes.
And
all right.
Like I say, it's in Russian. You got to click on the subtitles on
okay.
YouTube.
Yes, we understand that.
Hour
good.
And a half long. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up on our program, Wes. All right. We're up against the break in a moment, so I'll hold over our callers here, Jim, and we have, I believe, Joshua. We'll come back to you folk in just a moment or so. Stay with us. Support our sponsors and support us here. Rick Adams, Dr. K, we'll be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
That's right.
You know there are people in this town who've murdered their own mothers for $2,500?
I believe it. We're back now. Let's take more calls, and we have Jim up next. Hello, Jim. You're on the program.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah, just real quick, you know, I just wanted to make note that the disinformation goes far beyond our mainstream media here, you know. I have the KU band free to air satellite, and I monitor RT and Press TV, and both of them, especially RT, with Tom Hartman, are perpetrating this same line that we hear in our own mainstream media. I mean, he's constantly after people's guns, this Tom Hartman guy, progressive liberal guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even Press TV seems to be toeing the line then, and they report pretty much the same story that we're hearing on our own mainstream.
Yeah.
We get a lot of good information from those other two networks, but as far as this issue goes, they seem to be toeing the same line.
Well, and you're right. You know how they compromise. They say, well, no, we're not banning all weapons. We believe in the Second Amendment. But, you know, why not these background checks? And why not just bend a little bit? And why not let the government decide who can have them and who not? And shouldn't we have mental health checkups on these people? And, you know, just give a little here and give a little there. And that's the slippery slope that they want us to go down, you see?
Gimme. This is just anything else that you wanted to add for us?
No, they put out the same information regarding Sandy Hook, as I said, especially our teeth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you're going to get a lot of different views on these networks, and some of them are just going to go down the road so far, and then they're going to take a detour. That's when you have to be careful. That's when you know they're not giving you the lowdown, okay?
Yeah,
I'm glad you're so observant. Jim, thank you for your call, Jim. In Louisiana. How about Joshua? Let's go to him now. Joshua in California. Hi, Josh.
Hello. Hey. Hello, Rick.
Chime in, Joshua.
Yeah, long-time listener. It's been a long time since I've talked to you, Rick.
Yes.
But great show as always, and I guess Satan and his children and followers are working in overdrive nowadays.
They are.
I just wanted to comment on the Dorner.
Yes. California.
As soon as I saw the, right here and, Riverside for the most part. But, as soon as I saw the cabin on fire, Waco all over again.
Yeah.
And,
Every time. What did I say last night and the night before, didn't I say? They're not, and you know, Rupert said the same thing, Michael Rupert. Chances are he's not going to walk out of this. He's not going to be able to talk.
I thought the same thing. I knew they'd kill him.
Yeah.
No matter what, no matter how they do it, they're going to kill him. And it almost reminds me.
Huh? Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it just reminds me of the Osama bin Laden so-called alleged killing. And they had his DNA in, that night, I guess? And after they dropped him off into the water?
Exactly.
Right. But they threw him overboard. Mm-hmm. They didn't want us to face the facts, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no.
Threw him overboard, supposedly.
Yeah, they had a giant chemical scientific lab on the boat to test for DNA so quick.
Within a matter of hours, yep.
You know, very well said.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks for your call. Dr. K, as always, a pleasure, and we will be looking up on nodisinfo.com, folks. Thank you, Dr. K.
Okay.
God bless. We'll talk. All right, folks. Bye-bye. Yes. Tomorrow night, we'll be back, God willing. It's all in his hands, folks, this war. So you take care, and Lord willing, we will see you then. Rick Adams, good night.